Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Shut Your Face with your host, me, Bree. Thank you so much for subscribing to this and listening to this and being supportive of this. It means the absolute world. It's the coolest thing ever. So thank you so much for listening to our podcast. Let's get into it. Another episode of Shut Your Face podcast with me, Brianna. We are going to talk about, this is perfect timing actually, because I'm kind of glad I'm a little late on this one. We're going to talk about assumptions, false narratives, and a couple of other things that may or may not help somebody, and a little bit of entertainment up in this. So as far as we've, you know, in the horse world, and it's been dramatic the past couple of weeks. But I like to stay different because we're not going to use other people's situations for entertainment. I'm going to use it to try to help people. The first thing I want to talk about, or one of the things I kind of want to preface this with is, you know, these videos are not meant to hurt anybody. I've said this before. It's not meant to hurt anybody. There's no malice in this. This is merely discussion. And again, may help somebody, may not help somebody. So let's talk about Outlaw Equine for a second. I'm actually not going to talk about the establishment or the vet. I do want to say a couple of things about the actual establishment and the actual vet, because I've never been there and I don't know him. Nonetheless, number one, you don't build a business like that by not giving a fuck. You do have some empires and places that get big and they step on people's heads and they come tumbling down, right? I honestly do not believe that is the case, okay? I really don't. Like, I find that hard to believe that this man would absolutely lose everything he's got over the simplicity of the things that have come up, or the initial thing that happened. Because in all reality, changing a needle out is, a fucking 5-year-old knows this. And before you come argue with me about he didn't do it, I don't give a fuck. He owns it. He's responsible. Other places that own shit's responsible for what happens. He's not immune from that. Nobody is immune from that. You sign up for that when you open your business. I have no sympathy. We all know this. Okay? It's just like taking the risk of hopping in that fucking car and riding up the road. We all know this. The second thing that I want to say is the stress that vets are under, and this might hurt your feelings, it's no different than the medical industry. People were screaming, no more vets, no more vets. Do y'all realize the numbers for vets in general, and specifically equine vets, has continued to rise gradually since like 2018? This is data that's on the American Veterinary Medical Association website. I believe that's it. Every year it's grown. There are more vets coming into, like, there are more vets. You're not losing any vets. Doctors deal with humans all the time. Nurses got it fucking hard as hell. Like, you can see this, like, nobody else has stress like a fucking vet. What? A lot of people do. A lot of people have a lot of fucking stress on them. Probably more than a vet. I hear you. Thank you. I understand. But, like, to discredit like, to discredit other occupations and stuff. I mean, how the fuck you think a sergeant feels? I just watched a TikTok of a nurse of a dude that said he did a code 3 on a fucking 3-year-old. Can you imagine their fucking mental state? Right. So calm down. Let's humble ourselves a little bit, okay? Number three. The Las Vegas vet? No. There is no comparison between the Las Vegas vet and Dr. Harvey. Period. I'm going to run it. I already did a post about it. Number one, the Las Vegas vet was trying to save that horse. How many horses died over here? Number two, the Las Vegas vet apologized profusely. I'm going to cry like I did in the other video when I talked about it. Profusely apologized on the fucking internet, and y'all didn't stop one second for him. Still, there is not an apology from this man. Instead, he likes to flash his Rolex. But I'm going to stop right there because you're not ready for that conversation. I'm going to really hurt your feelings with that conversation, but you're not ready for it. Number four, wherever I'm at on this, okay? The Las Vegas vet was doing that woman a favor, was doing a courtesy, and was helping. And what did y'all do? You downplayed it and you belittled it. He shouldn't have took the call. But Dr. Harvey's a hero for taking the 1 o'clock a.m. call. You see, you're fucking like, the horse industry blows my mind because you want to be respected, but you don't do respectable shit. I want to talk about this veterinary practice's supporters. That's what I want to talk about in this video. The human ego is a huge, it's like a V8 on fucking Nas. If you can't control your ego, you will look like a dumbass. And that's what a lot of them look like. And let me explain myself. I'm gonna explain this because I already know it's gonna ruffle some feathers. When you have this high, it's like, here's the best way to explain it. They said one particular person was shaming people for saying bad things about her vet. That's an ego in a nutshell right there. So somebody presents facts to you about someone or something. Facts. Post Horse News did not, there was not a thing about an opinion. There, the video was nothing about an opinion. None of that. Facts. She presents facts to you in this video. Okay? And instead of going, a normal human being would go, oh, wow. They would start asking questions. Like, okay, when did this happen? They would want more information. They would wait to process, like, kind of how things played out or not played out. That's what a healthy human, emotionally intelligent human would do, okay? Somebody with an ego would look at that and go, not my vet. Then they would go into defense mode because they're going to view it as an attack. Like, a lot of those people did. Y'all look like somebody attacked you with facts. With somebody's own actions. You look like somebody attacked you with somebody's own actions. No. It's just like, it's like that parent with that bad kid, and you tell the parent, they're like, hey, your kid's bad. And they go, not mine. Okay, you are the problem. You are the problem. Not the kid. You are the problem. Admitted it. If you read it in the fucking reports, he admitted a lot of the stuff that whatever happened. The supporters were the worst ones. Because your beloved vet that you love so much did something wrong and you can't handle it. So you're fighting with your ego, which fights with the person in front of you. It's exactly what it is. It's just like, you know those girls that are dating those guys that constantly cheat on them all the time, and you're like, hey, girl, you could do better. You need to leave him. Nuh-uh. Not my boyfriend. She just swimming in the river of denial. she just swimming in the river of denial. Okay. No, no problem. It's hard to accept the fact that you are wrong about somebody or something. And society glorifies what is comfortable to believe. Just like false narratives and slander and smear campaigns. So a lot of the times people believe what is comfortable for them to believe. They choose a side, per se, that's comfortable for them. Because it's uncomfortable to think that, like, we'll take me for instance. I already know what you think about me. I already know what you think about strippers and bartenders and landscapers and embroidery. I already know what you think about me. Okay. I'm okay with it because that's your thought process, not mine. And when you tell somebody something that's out of the norm for them to believe, they're probably going to argue with you and leave you alone because that's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for them to think that a stripper's not a whore. It's uncomfortable for them to think that you know, a vet fucked up. It's uncomfortable for them to think that maybe the social media post that they saw was false. And so they'll go with the easiest comfort. I had this girl. God, I can't remember that girl's name. Tina, maybe? I know it started with a T. Anyways. We're donating gift cards to this cutting. Granted, I don't have to do this. Instead of being grateful and thankful that I'm wanting to help them, they act like they didn't want it. Okay, keep begging for money then, sweetie. Anyways, whatever. Whatever. She winked at me. I can always tell a lot about a wink. A wink tells me a lot of the times, just like the care emoji, the wink tells me that you think something that's probably not true. That's what that tells me. Especially in the context of the conversation. Because it's not like you're winking at somebody to flirt with them and it's fun and it's carefree. It's a wink like in a conversation like I got you. Okay? What do you get? I don't know I don't know what you're winking at. I can tell right off the bat. Right then and there, I already know that you're thinking some shit that's not fucking true. We're going to have a problem. But by all means, carry on. And of course, me and this girl had a fucking problem. Instead of saying, thank you for the gift cards, we are super happy, this is great, she wanted to focus on things that honestly didn't fucking matter. The fact that I bartended at a strip club. I don't know why this matters for gift cards. I don't know why it matters more to her than it did to me. I mean, did your husband go? Tell him I said, hey. I'm kidding. Anyways, whatever. Instead of, you know, an emotionally intelligent person would have, like, been open to learning what the actual truth is instead of sitting with what's comfortable. And a lot of times, false narratives are made and they're kept. Because we all make judgment. We all, as human beings, walk around this earth every day and will pass judgment. We all do. It's a matter of how you act on it and what you do with that that makes or breaks you. So it's just like, we'll take racial stereotypes, for instance. They exist, okay? And let's say that you're walking in what would look like to be a ghetto area, okay? Bam, right there. First judgment. All right, now let's say you go to a store with bars on it. Well, there's your second judgment. You must be in a bad area. Right? Right? We all do it. Or even let's flip the switch. Let's say that you are a young African American and you walk into what would look like to be a predominantly white neighborhood. You think you're going to get judged? You think you're going to get profiled? That's a judgment too. So anyways, after people make these judgments, you can do one or two things, okay? You can sit there and go, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Let me correct myself. Let me not pass judgment. Because judgment is based off of experience and social norms. Or the second thing that you could do is you can stick with that judgment and you can double down on it, even if you're wrong. And that's where people are fighting with their egos. They, instead of going, I'm wrong, my bad, they would rather look at you and stick to whatever judgment they've passed on you. And that basically takes me back around to Outlaw Equine. So his supporters, I believe, are worse than he is. Because instead of, like, being open to the fact that this is what this person did and having any type of understanding for the other people, it was, no, he didn't. It's attack. Don't online bully, as they online bully. It's between understanding somebody and agreeing with somebody. A lot of people assume that you agree with someone if you merely just understand what they're saying. I have the ability to separate perception and perspective. So I can see what you're talking about and still keep my own opinion about it and not get into a fight from my side. Okay? It'd be one-sided beef. Because number one, people are entitled to their opinions. Like, you can't take that away from people. Okay? They have their opinions. Absolutely. Okay? However, you can choose whether you want to understand where they're coming from or not understand where they're coming from. Excuse me. I have found that if you're able to see another person's perspective, kind of like looking at is the six and the nine. It's a six, it's a nine. No, it's how you're looking at it. That can help you become successful or not become successful in anything in life. Relationships, love, friendships, business, it doesn't matter. Because when you can better understand where somebody's coming from, you're better able to move forward or have a resolution. Now, if you're dealing with somebody that just is dead set and committed to their false narrative, because that's the thing, all right? Here's the thing. When you're talking about a situation, a fact, there's not an opinion. So, let's take a crash. All right, you've got two people that, let's say they crash, and you have one person watching. So this person's going to say it's their fault, this person's going to say it's their fault, and then you've got the third person that actually saw what happened. Okay? So the third person's going to tell you the fact. This is exactly what happened. Then you can't argue that. There's no opinion in it. Like, there is no opinion. You can sit there and say, it's his fault. And they can say, oh, well, it's his fault. No, this is what happened. You ran a red light. They didn't see you. Crash. There's no opinion in that. There's no arguing that. That's exactly the fact of what happened. So the thing with Outlaw Equine is when people were presented facts, they wanted to argue them as if it was an attack on his character or an attack on on his ability as a vet. Okay, well, unfortunately, this happened. Open-minded people are some of the best people to have in your corner or in your life because they can help you see another perspective. It's so frustrating to argue with a closed-minded person. That's why I really won't do it, because it's like they're committed to this false narrative that they've created in their head. They're not going to budge from it. That's just like with the lawsuit that I had, even down to the video that she posted, the smirk and the laughing and stuff. Like, this is a person and people that are committed to what is wrong. Instead of taking the opportunity to go, we were wrong, here's the truth, they would rather stay committed to what is wrong instead of making it actually right. They had the perfect opportunity. This is what's so funny to me. They had the perfect opportunity to shine like a fucking diamond. They had the perfect opportunity to just look like this amazing, amazing family and people. But they just didn't take it. Instead, they just look like really horrible examples of Christians. The kind you need to stay away from. Without a shadow of a doubt, stay the fuck away from them. Yeah, because, you know, even like right now, me, this is just how my brain works. I already know what you think or whatever people think about me. I can feel it, okay? So I can sit here and present to you all of the truth, all of the facts, all of the stuff. But if you're committed to believing what you believe, it's going to be pointless. And I just don't give a fuck. If you want to look stupid, then fucking look stupid. If you want to look dumb, believing what is wrong, go for it. You want to argue opinion? Absolutely. We can talk about opinions all day long. But facts? Sure. Last thing I kind of want to talk about is the bullying post-horse news and discrediting her as you preach about the Las Vegas vet. This is how shallow most humans' brains are. They can't get past the fact that, like, we're talking about another vet here. We don't want another vet to die. No, you're actually being a fucking hypocrite. That's what you're talking about. You're being a fucking hypocrite. It's okay to bully her, but it's not okay to bully this vet because one died from bullying. Do you even, like, does that, like, do you see where that train goes? Probably not. And then I actually had a girl say, you're hard to communicate with. Tell me about yourself without telling me about yourself. What? Okay. No, you just don't like the fact that you're stupid enough to drive 1,000 fucking miles for a vet that can't change the needle out. That's what that is. Oh my God. That's what's so funny to me. Because it's like, you people, you will buy your horse the best feed, the best supplements, the best boots, the best magnetic fucking blankets that don't do shit for your fucking horse. But you don't care that the vet that you take it to has all of this stuff going on. And then have the audacity to judge me. Be some type of way to me. Stay away from those people. Stay away from that type of people. like, it's not, stay away from those types of people. Because those people that do that are easily influenced, and you can't trust somebody like that. Number two, they are, if they change the way that they, if they change their character based off of who they're dealing with, you can't trust that person either. I literally, so I made a comment about how the NCHA pretty much condoned stealing because it was brought to their attention and they didn't do anything about it. But yet they put a letter talking about anonymous, whatever fucking high school shit that was about. That's important. So I made the comment, Jay's a joke, because that is a joke. But this ain't. Yeah, anyways, so I made this comment, and somebody had the audacity to tell me that they were disappointed in my opinion. So let me get this straight, sir. What actually happened is now an opinion, and you're disappointed that these people are okay with stealing? You are disappointed that I stood up for theft? Do you hear yourself? Yeah, so this person is committed to the false narrative because I trust you, promise me. They're not going to be like, you know what, Bree, you're right. You know, there's a reason why you don't hear of child porn and trafficking and rapes and all of that crazy stuff in strip clubs or biker clubs or people that are, like, tattooed and a little rough around the edges. You don't hear about that. It's actually crazy. It's actually crazy. Inmates in prison will do more to take up for a child than a man in a suit at a church, but you want to stand with church people. Think about that. Just think about that. An inmate in prison will beat a pedophile to death for the sick shit that they fucking did. While people in churches will condone that shit. Sit in a pew right next to you with the cleanest fucking suit on. That's a harsh reality, ain't it? You're leery of strippers. Trust me, sweetie. I'm very leery of Christians. Very, very leery of Christians. If you have to prove to me that you're a good person, and you push these verses out to make you look like this, and you're so trusting and blah blah blah, that's a huge red flag for me. A big red flag. Anyways, I think I've digressed way off of the whole point of this actual video. The whole point of this episode is to talk about how you look dumb when you follow a false narrative and you're not able to actually separate and understand people's perceptions and perspectives and things of that nature. You look stupid as fuck. If you're okay looking stupid, cool, go for it. I don't like to look dumb. I don't like to speak unless I have fact, and I don't like to get into drama that's none of my fucking business. But to kind of summarize everything that I wanted to talk about, not everything's an attack. Not everything is an attack. The wife of the vet made a post about God and this timing and where we're going to go from here. I'm sorry, sweetie. What? These were your husband's own actions. Like, did somebody come in your house and put a gun to his head and go, please go do what, please go do this? No, he made grown man decisions. So to completely dismiss the fact that he's supposed to be untouchable to grown man consequences is wild to me. But yet y'all want to hold other people to another standard. It's just like me. There's a lot of people taking up for him that I know for a fact bullied me. And they're sitting up taking up for him, which is cool. Absolutely. But then you want to turn around and preach about bullying, and you want to bully Post Horse News, and you don't want to bully this vet, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So what you mean to tell me is you would rather protect somebody that obviously doesn't care. Sexual assault, choking people, right? Okay? Thinks they're above the rules. You would rather protect that and treat an innocent girl, treat me, like dog shit for being nice to you. I mean, am I missing something? Or Post Horse News, actually. Degrading her, causing all this shit. There was this one girl that made a post about the online bullying and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And then she turned around. Bitch, you can't get no respect like this. She turned around and posted a comment that a random girl said that was being nice to her. And making fun of her and bullying her and singling her out. Are you okay? Legit question. Honest to God question. Are you okay? I wanted to comment so bad. But the thing about online and commenting and getting into that and that and this and that and that, I'll block you in a hot minute. I do not give a fuck. I will block you. I got a job to do. I got shit I got to do. We got a lot. We're not going to sit here and let you absolutely just, we're not going to let you, no, we're not going to do that. No. Somebody else made something. They made the comment on Post Horse News' video. I see you blocked my comment. Good. Stop acting like a fool. You won't get blocked. Stop acting like an idiot making dumb shit. And it won't get deleted. How about that? See, I really am at my I don't give a fuck. Because you think it's okay for you to do something that you're telling people not to do. Sweetie, I respect people whose word means something. You just spitting out shit. I don't blame the girl one fucking bit. And then the other video about Midland Barrels, which I've had my own little experience with them. We've got those text messages. We have our own little experience with them, wants to say something to her, which was totally cool. Absolutely, right? She corrected it quickly. She didn't have to do that. She corrected it very quickly, apologized to you. You want to turn around and still want to mock her and make a big deal about it. But you can't change the world, and you can't change the way people act, and you can't, obviously, we all can see, or maybe some can't, I don't know, but, you know, I can see, you can't reason with some people either. You can't just have a level-headed conversation and go, you know what, not a problem, agree to disagree. Kind of like just the whole outlaw deal.